Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Second Date Update made hot to you by Burlington. Save on summer's best looks at your Burlington store. Some styles on clearance now. Plus, find swimsuits, shorts, tees, activewear, dresses, and sandals for the family. Burlington, style for everyone.
Matt, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, man. So I've been dating this girl for, you know, a few weeks. You know, we've been on some great dates. We went to a barbecue last week, and ever since, she won't return my text. She acts like she's busy all the time, and I don't know what's going on.
Was it a 4th of July barbecue?
Yeah. I thought we had a good time, and I was just trying to introduce her to my friends, and ever since then, she's been ghosting me.
Mm-hmm. And I know 4th of July barbecues are different than other barbecues, because mm-hmm. that's when people get a little extreme on every end. Like, do you think anything...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did get real sloppy. I mean, I woke up, you know, in my friend's kitchen before, but I, you know.
What?
Hey, at least he's admitting it to us, though.
It means he had a good night.
But you know what? Honestly, for 4th of July, that's allowed.
Well, she said, she, like, you know, my friend was like, oh, yeah, you guys can stay here, crash here if you guys need to, you know. And so I figured she's, like, you know, living room on the couch or something. And I got the shoes gone. And I just, ever since then, she's been ghosting me.
All right. Well, and, you know, don't worry about it. My friend, that's why we're here. We're going to help you out, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. Second date update on the 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right. We just spoke to Matt. He had this girl. What was her name? May?
Yeah, May.
May. So he invited her over a barbecue mm-hmm. at his buddy's house. Mm-hmm. 4th of July. Like I was saying earlier when we were talking to Matt, 4th of July barbecues always get a little extreme.
Yeah.
Whether it's the eating, the drinking, the partying, whatever you're doing it a little extra. And he didn't disappoint. He said that his friend said, oh, you guys could crash here if you want. So next thing you know, Matt wakes up on the kitchen floor the next morning and May's gone.
God.
So stay quiet. We're going to call her right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this May?
Yes.
Hello, May. So we're the Get Up Crew. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. And can we just ask you something? Can we ask you something really quick? It's good. It's nothing bad. Okay.
All right.
So we got an interesting phone call from a gentleman who likes you a lot. Like, to the point where he would love to take you out and show you a good time. And
okay.
Yeah, and we're willing to pay for it. So, like, whatever you would love to do for a date, whether you want to go to a nice dinner or maybe to, like, I don't know, Blue Man Group or something like that, or we'll pay for whatever it is. You tell us when, where, what it is you like to do. Don't worry about the price. We'll take care of it. All you got to do is just, like, be willing to go out with this. But would you do it with the guy who called us? That's the question.
Who's the guy?
Well, here's where it gets even more interesting. He's a guy that you know and a guy that you semi-like.
Okay.
His name is Matt. You already went out with him once. You hung out with him for 4th of July.
No.
Wow, you're going to pass up the free date?
That was like four or five no's.
Yeah, can I just... Is it, okay, no. well, why is it first? Can you tell us why? No, because...
No, he's a freaking idiot. No way. Nope.
Is he really... I mean, it was 4th of July, you know?
No, it was more than a 4th of July party. It was awful. It was awful. So it was like we show up at his friend's house. It was like a frat boy party or something. They all just like went to college. It's a frat or something. And they all got really wasted. I don't know. It's just... stupid is this? I can't even describe it. It's like, okay. So, I guess there's some trick that they used to do, or like, I don't know if it's like a hazing thing that they did back in college, or is this like a cool party trick that they think is still cool for some reason. But this idiot goes down all four it puts a golf ball in his butthole, and then he shoots it out, and his friends freaking bat it to see who can bat it. I can't.
We did that night. Oh, God.
Oh my God.
I was about to say there's no way he did that.
May, Matt's on the phone. He heard what you said.
Oh, my God.
But. Hold on a second.
No.
Can you please explain this?
I don't want to talk to him.
Hold on. Well, can somebody, Matt, can you explain the story? What, you shoot golf balls out of your ass?
Well, okay, all right. When we were rushing, we had to do the stupid talent thing where we had to do something, and they called it butt putt. And
Oh my God.
Yes,
butt putt. Thank you.
That is not real.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so sorry, May, I didn't know I got that drunk. I feel like such an idiot.
Wait, you stick a golf ball in your butt and you can launch it?
Well, it just turned into this thing because, like, you know, when I was in college, butt chugging started to be a thing. Because, like, they were like, oh, you get drunk faster, blah, 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 blah.
As a joke,
I was like, oh my God, but the couch I do the butt putt. And everyone thought it was hilarious. And so I became the butt putt guy.
I don't know what wrong turn I took at some point in my life.
You got May questioning yourself.
Right? This is crazy.
May, let me ask you something. May, if I can guarantee
that
the next date will not involve the butt putt. As a matter of fact, you know what? I can guarantee that butt putt at worst will come out just once a year from Matt. Would you be willing to give him another date?
No, are you kidding me? The fact that you said that once is like, I don't want anything to do with this guy. Are you serious?
Yeah. Do you get a good arc on the launch of the golf ball, Matt?
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
Well, he spilled a drink on her at the club, but they fell in love. And then all of a sudden, one of them's not calling the other back. So we'll find out what happened. The second date update on the 10th, brand new one. Monday morning at 8:10. Hot 96.9 Get Up Crew.